My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit, or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in to Pro Football Full Circle. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno, recapping the Sunday slate. If you missed anything from this Sunday, we got you covered from a betting perspective. Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Bets. We got at SportsGrid TV. Matt and Frank in the producer's role, guys, is we had a jam-packed Sunday. It started off on the other side of the pond there in Europe, in Germany, actually, with Indianapolis and New England. And it finishes up here with the Jets and the Raiders Sunday night football. We did have Kansas City on a bye, the LA Rams, the Miami Dolphins, and the Philadelphia Eagles all on byes. But other than that, we're going to talk all the games from today's slate. Mark, throw it over to you for kind of opening thoughts here on the Sunday. I'm pretty sure you cashed a bunch of tickets, man. Feeling good. How was your Sunday?
Not bad. 4-0 Sunday is never a bad thing, so we'll take it. And the Giants are an utter embarrassment and the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, as a Giants fan, hey, you can make some money maybe betting against them going forward. But we'll start off here, guys. First game up, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Pacific from Germany. We had the Indianapolis Colts 10, New England Patriots 6. Colts went off as the 1.5-point, quote-unquote, road favorite. So they win, they cover, and the game stays under 42.5. These Europe games kind of trended under of recent primetime games as well. Here's another one. What'd you take away from the Colts and the Patriots today, Mark?
I was so glad I didn't invest a single second of my time in watching that game, period. The ugly, disgusting game. And maybe there is a legitimate reason to start thinking that we need to have a conversation about Bill Belichick no longer being the coach of the New England Patriots, because it's kind of done. It's diminishing returns at this point.
Wonder how long he'll stay there. I mean, I'm not guessing he would be fired like this offseason, but at some point, going to hear the rumblings. One thing to take away here, guys, Minshew threw for 194 yards. He did throw an interception. Still able to get the win. Stevenson, 20 carries for 88 yards. And Douglas, 6 receptions for 84 yards, leading the way for the Patriots. In the losing effort there, Patriots fall to 2-8. Colts sitting at 5-6, still alive for the playoff mix. We'll move down here to the 1 o'clock Eastern kicks. Cleveland and Baltimore, Mark, 33-31. This was a surprising outcome here with the Browns going on the road as nearly the touchdown underdog and winning outright. 39 was the total. Game skies over with the Browns winning as the underdog, and game goes over here, Mark.
Ravens blew it. They had a sizable lead in this game, and 24-9 at one point, and they let the Browns, credit to the Browns, they got right back in it. It's another game that the Ravens have just given away, and it's kind of why they're going to find themselves a step behind the top of the AFC. And when it comes to playoffs and when it comes to home field advantage and everything else, guess what? You're going to look back on that game against the Colts. You're going to look back on this game and go, man, we don't blow that game, guess what? We're playing this game at home instead of going on the road, and that ultimately may hurt them in the long run. But credit to the Browns here. Entire AFC North still hanging around above 500.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it kind of kicked us off here in the 1 o'clock Eastern, and we did see Lamar Jackson go for 223 yards through the air, did have two interceptions, costly there, and the Browns scored 16 points in the fourth quarter to pull out the win, and they're sitting at 6-3, Ravens at 7-3. So something to watch there in the NFL. We get got time for one more here. Let's head to the Queen City. Houston and Cincinnati up next, Mark. 1 o'clock Eastern kick, 30-27. That was the Texans on top of the Bengals. Bengals went off as 5-point favorites. 45.5 was the total. This is one I lost on. I thought the Bengals were going to keep rolling here and the Texans were a little bit overvalued. Man, was I wrong, Mark. What'd you take away from Cincinnati?
Look, I was on the Texans today. I took the 6.5. And the biggest reason was because I'm not 100% sure who the Cincinnati Bengals are yet. I do not think that they were as good as their last two wins, particularly the one over the 49ers where the Niners turned it over three times. And last Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills, who played one of their worst games of the year, and the Bengals took advantage. So it was a perfect spot for Cincinnati to get caught napping, and they did. And look, this Texas team is legitimate. C.J. Stroud, and I don't know how many more times you have to say this to football fans, as we watch the quarterback play around the NFL be absolutely disgusting, when you have a solid quarterback, it covers up for a lot of mistakes and fixes a lot of things. C.J. Stroud is the rookie of the year. No one else is going to get it. And the fact of the matter is that that young man is transforming this team because he can play the position and play it well. It's that simple. Like, if for every other team that's struggling out there, whether you're the Jets, the Falcons, the Commanders, whoever else it is, get a better quarterback and things will be better for your team. I can't make it any more simple than that.
AFC South standings here. We get the Jaguars at 6-3, Texans at 5-4. I agree with your quarterback analysis there. And we also have the Colts, like we just talked about, sitting at 5-5. Who do you think wins the AFC South, Mark?
Texans.
You think they reel in the Jags?
I'm not going to buy the Jaguars. I mean, we can go to that game next. But I've been telling you guys all season long that – and look, the only reason the Jaguars will win the AFC South is because – them playing the other AFC South teams is not a step up in class. But every time the Jaguars have to step up in class, they get embarrassed because they're not that good.
And I mean, they're not that good, Mark. And you're right, the Texans already beat the Jaguars. So, I mean, going for if there is a tiebreaker.
In Jacksonville, they beat them soundly.
By three touchdowns, if I remember right.
37-17. Yeah.
Yeah, you might be onto something, man. I mean, this offense scoring over, 215 points on the season. They're 4-5 trending towards the under, 5-4 against the spread. Like Mark talked, I mean, they've won three of their last four games. Five of their last seven as well. Really, the only kind of head-scratching loss there was the Carolina Panthers. They also did lose on the road in the ATL against the Falcons. 21-19 in a close one. Man, I'm with you. I think Houston might win this division, guys, as surprising as that might be. That would have been a heck of a ticket, a futures ticket, in the beginning of the season. Man, I'd like to know what that price was. Huge plus price, though. I'm with you. I think the Texans can win it. We do have a couple more games, well, a lot of more games to get to, guys, but we do have a break coming up. We will hit the 49ers and the Jaguars up next on the other side. This was one of those surprising results, 34-3, which we'll get into more in depth, followed by the New Orleans Saints and Minnesota Vikings, and then the Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers as the Steelers. Hey, we'll get Mark's thoughts on that. We talked about it earlier. This is a little bit of a hot and cold team in the Steel City, but they got the win over the Packers. So, guys, more breakdowns on the other side from the NFL Sunday. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Drew Martin. Short break. We'll be right back. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Sports Grid, pro football full circle. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno, recapping the games from Sunday. If you missed anything, you are tuning in to the right show. right here on Sirius, channel 154, 159, excuse me, and radio affiliates across the country. We got next game up here, like we teased on the other side, San Francisco 49ers, Jacksonville Jaguars. And this is one where the Niners went off as three-point favorites, and they win the game 34-3 in dominating fashion over the Jags. What'd you take away from North Florida today with the Niners looking strong, Mark?
The Jags cannot step up in class and be a good football team. That's what it boils down to. I mean, but overall, this was the perfect buy-low spot on the Niners, who had lost three in a row, and a sell-high spot on the Jaguars, who had won five in a row against a pretty pathetic competition. And in reality, look, they stepped up against the Chiefs. They got beat 17-9. They stepped up against the Bills and won a game in London when they had already been there and played a game for a full week, and the Bills were at a complete disadvantage. So, and it was a game that they barely won 25-20. This is not a team nor a quarterback who can handle that step up in class all that well, particularly when it's a really good defense, right? Like, that's the other part of this whole thing. This is not a shot at Trevor Lawrence. I think he's a fine quarterback, but he is not anywhere near the tier of the top quarterbacks in this league yet. He's just not. He has not done enough to prove that to anybody.
He's got 9 touchdowns on the season. I mean, if we're doing quarterback rankings, how many names are you putting in front of Trevor Lawrence off the top
of your head? Only a dozen.
I don't think we can get to a dozen before we name Trevor Lawrence. I really don't, Mark.
I can easily get to a dozen.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, one of them is technically injured right now, but Kirk Cousins is better than Trevor Lawrence. So, but after we go through Tua, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Cousins, Dak, Lamar, I mean, I would take Jared Goff at this point over Herbert. I forgot him.
Yeah, that's probably 12.
Would you take CJ Stroud right now over Trevor?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, we're at 12.
Dak Prescott better than Trevor Lawrence?
Absolutely. It's not even a conversation.
Fair enough.
I mean, Matthew Stafford, there's an argument for. I would have said Derek Carr prior to this year, but now he stinks in New Orleans. It's terrible. He did not help himself out by going there.
Yeah, it's not working out too well. But speaking of New Orleans, that's next game up here. The Saints, they leave the Big Easy, they head up to Minnesota, and they go down 27-19 as 3-point road favorites. 40.5 was the total, so it gets up and over. Vikings win outright as the home dog here, Mark.
Kind of surprising. Josh Dobbs looks good in purple, I guess. He might have stunk in red, but he's been pretty good for the last two games for Minnesota Vikings. But, you know, the bigger takeaway here is that, guess what? Saints are not a good football team, and they're poorly coached. Dennis Allen is not a good coach. Defensively, yes. DC, absolutely. As far as being a good, no. I don't want that dude running anything remotely close to offense in my world. So, you know, this is good for the Vikings, you know. I mean, and again, if they hadn't turned the ball over like 7 times in the first 2 weeks and lost those two games, they might actually like 8-2. You know, they really might be a lot better than what their record actually is, if you could believe it.
Yeah, I could believe it. I mean, they're sitting at 6-4, under Trender, 3-7, and against the spread, seeing 7-3 being moneymakers here, guys, talking about the Vikings. And little stats on today's game. Josh Dobbs threw for 268 yards and a touchdown. TJ Hockenson, 11 receptions for 134 yards, leading the way from the tight end position for the Vikings. As again, guys, they win 27-19 as the home dog. We get Green Bay and Pittsburgh up next here, Mark. Steelers win another game, 23-19. They did so as 3-point home favorites, so covering the spread by the slimmest of margins, 38.5. Was the total as the game gets up and over. Steelers win and cover. What'd you take away from the Steel City?
Steelers are frauds. They've been outgained in every single game this year, including this one. I'm not sure how they keep winning games, but they end up playing a lot of bad teams and a lot of bad quarterbacks, and they're taking advantage. That's what I take away. I mean, they actually got a running game going with Jalen Warren and Najee Harris today, so credit to them for that. But the bottom line here is that I still don't think the Steelers are very good. I'm not sure that they deserve to be 6-3, but they are. So make of that what you will.
Yeah, Steelers played good football. I mean, what, they're another team defense. They're 2-7 trending towards the under. They're sitting at 6-3, just a half a game behind the Ravens. You give them any shot to win this AFC North division? It's a good division, though. All the teams over 500.
They're going to finish in last in this division when it's all said and done.
No playoffs?
No.
All right, guys. Maybe look to kind of fade the Steelers going forward. Next game up, well, we just hit Pittsburgh, Green Bay. Let's hit Tennessee and Tampa Bay here, Mark. 20-6. That was the Buccaneers on top of the Titans from Raymond James. -2 in the hook. That's what they went off as the home favorite. 39.5 was the total. So the game stays under. Bucs win and cover. What'd you take away from Tampa today?
Tennessee's really bad. I guess that whole, Will Levis, DeAndre Hopkins thing was just a one game little fluke. Because that offense is putrid. It's so bad. So bad.
Really is. What about Baker Mayfield? 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. Where are we ranking him? We were just talking about quarterbacks.
Baker Mayfield is not one of the 32 best quarterbacks on this planet and should not be a starter in this league.
We can't find 32 good quarterbacks in the NFL, though, in his defense.
There are not 32 humans alive who all deserve to be starting quarterbacks in the NFL. There might be an argument that there are 3 college quarterbacks who are better than starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's just the way the game's evolved. It's a very difficult position to play well, and we're seeing that in the NFL. I mean, look at these unders, guys. I mean, right out the gate, really this whole season has been an under trender. So, hey, something to watch there. 20-6, though. That was the Buccaneers on top of the Titans. Atlanta and Arizona. We can fit one more in here. I know you know this Falcons organization well. Going to the press conference tomorrow. They went off as 1.5-point road favorites. Lose outright 25-23 to the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray coming back. 43.5 being the total. Gets up and over. The home dog wins here again. That's the Cardinals.
Bad, absolutely bad for the Atlanta Falcons and the way that they lost this game. And their defense, look, if they made one tackle of Kyler Murray, this game's over. They had him on 3rd and 10 and it absolutely had him, you know, in the backfield, 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage and couldn't bring him down. Couldn't bring him down. If they bring him down, the game's over. And the Cardinals don't win it. But it's the second week in a row they failed to tackle a quarterback in the fourth quarter of a game that they were leading and ended up losing. Tough pill to swallow. Very, very tough pill to swallow.
3 straight losses now for the Falcons. They got the Saints on deck, followed by the Jets. Bucs, you giving them any shot here to make a playoff run, Mark?
I mean, the division's so bad. I mean, they still have 2 games against the Saints, so yeah, they have a shot.
They got the Bears coming up as well, the Colts, the Carolina Panthers again. So, the schedule's not, you know, for NFL standards, it's one of the easier schedules down the stretch, and somebody's got to win this division, guys. Talking about, you know, the Atlanta Falcons being, what, in 3rd place, sitting at 4-6. 1st place team's just 5-5 in the New Orleans Saints, so they're just 1 game out. Falcons have been burning cash, though. Just 2-8 against the spread on the season. Hopefully you haven't been betting the Dirty Birds because you're likely out of money here. But, hey, it's an easy stretch. It's an easy schedule down the stretch. They got a shot to win this division. NFC South is not very good at all. Carolina Panthers at the bottom at just 1-8. All right, guys, short break. More breakdowns on the other side. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Drew Martin. We'll be right back. This is Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno. We're breaking down the games from the Sunday slate. If you missed anything, this is the show for you, Sirius Channel 159, radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. And moving down the list here, Mark, we got Detroit and L.A., the Chargers, up next. And this one saw the Lions go on the road and win 41-38, covering the 2-point road favorite role. 48.5 was the total. Game gets well up and over. 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific kick here with the Lions. Jared Goff and company going on the road, winning and covering. What'd you take away from Inglewood today?
Oh, what a fun game, right? Like, that's the kind of football game you enjoy to see. Last team with the ball wins, and once again, the Chargers get out-coached, outclassed, out-styled in the last minute of a home game because, well, it's the Chargers, and that's kind of what they do. Beyond that, you know, I think in general, this is a Lions team that's starting to learn how to win on the road, and if they can, and if they do, guess what? You know, they've got a real shot to make some noise in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, 7-2 on the season. They're also 4-1 road record, so they've been able to leave the Motor City and get wins here. Jared Goff threw for 333 yards, 2 touchdowns as well. Montgomery, he had 12 rushes for 116 yards. Look at that average. And Allen, Keenan Allen, 11 receptions, 175 yards.
He had one 75-yard run, so that made up most of that. The rest of the day, he's pretty ineffective, actually.
Oh, okay. I missed that one. But, yeah, man, the Lions looking good and likely heading to the playoffs here. Jared Goff against the spread, one of the best quarterbacks out there, depending how you want to rate it. But over the last 5 years, guys, he has been a great quarterback to be betting on, hitting over 60% against the spread. Next game up, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys went off as 17.5-point home favorites. They win the game. They cover the spread, 49-17. That was the final. Game gets up and over, the closing total of 39.5. I know you're a Giants fan, but I think you bet against them today, Mark. What'd you take away from the Giants and the Cowboys?
Took away that the Giants are barely an NFL team at this point in time. That's just what it is. They're barely an NFL team. So I'm not even you know, worried about anything from that standpoint. I would tell you that, you know, I took the Cowboys in the first half and their team total over. So nothing to take away from this game. This is a practice session for the Cowboys, glorified practice session. Little love to Tommy DeVito making his first start, still living at home with his parents and, you know, trying to be an NFL quarterback. In reality, no disrespect, Tommy. Don't send your family after me. We're both Italian, but you stunk in college and you stink in the pros. So there's that.
What's the minimum salary? It's like $700,000-$800,000 a year. You really think he's living at home with his parents?
He is. No, he's actually still living at home with his parents in New Jersey. That's where he's originally from, in North Jersey. His parents were at the game. He actually, you know, yeah, that's a true story.
All right. Hey, you learned something new here. Pro football full circle. Mark Zeno breaking it down. I am Drew Martin. As we'll move down the list here, Mark, Washington and Seattle next up, 425. Eastern kick in this one from the Pacific Northwest. It would 29-26 is how it finished. That's the Seahawks on top. They did not cover as 6-point home favorites. 44.5 was the total. Getting up and over. Seahawks win. However, Washington, the Commanders stay within the number. What'd you take away from Seattle?
Boy, Seattle made this one tighter than it needed to be, huh? Really couldn't get anything going offensive early. And, you know, they gave up a late touchdown. Their defense kind of just let the Commanders go right down the field and give up a late touchdown. They come back and they win it right at the end of regulation. So, you know, Seattle's still staying alive. Again, another team I don't think is exceptionally good. But, you know, I mean, I can't take too much away from Pete Carroll. You know, he's always got his team prepared for the most part. He doesn't really ever get blown out. And Seattle's never a team that's going to win pretty. They are they're going to end up more often than not, you know, finding themselves in a slugfest. So anytime, you know, it's one of those things where it's like when the Seahawks are either catching a lot of points or laying a lot of points, you probably go the other way. Of course, last week they got blown out by the Ravens, but, you know, sets up well. They came back home and got a win.
Geno Smith played really well. 369 passing yards, 2 touchdowns as well. Kenneth Walker III, 63 yards on the ground. And Robinson, the Washington running back, he had 119 yards, keeping the Commanders in it. They fall to 4-6 on the season, and Seahawks sitting at 6-3, very much in the playoff picture here. We got next game up. It's the Sunday night game here, Mark. Las Vegas Raiders, New York Jets, 16-12. That was the Raiders on top. They pick 'em price tag is what we could call it. 35.5, the total. Game stays under. Raiders win. What'd you take away from Las Vegas, Nevada?
Why do I watch the Jets? Why do I bet on the Jets? Why do I ever think the Jets might actually be able to do something competent? It's bad, man. I mean, that's just and I'm telling you, I'm going to go back and I'm going to put more of this on the coaches. They're trying to run an Aaron Rodgers offense with Zach Wilson. I mean, you can't drop a Honda Civic engine into a Ferrari and think it's going to go the same. It just doesn't work that way. So I put a lot more of this on the coaching staff. They do not. It doesn't look like they try to scheme anything for Zach Wilson. It really doesn't. I think they just ask him to run the offense that they have and believe he's competent enough to do it. And he's not. Flat out not. He's a bad decision maker at the position. And when you have a bad decision maker at quarterback and you have no other recourse, your job as a coaching staff is to limit the amount of decisions he can make and limit the amount of mistakes he can make. And the Jets offensive staff clearly does not do that. Period.
All fair points. I do feel like, you know, with this type of defense that the Jets have, one of the best defenses in the NFL, in my opinion, you know, we talked about it earlier on the show in game live. This offense with Aaron Rodgers not back there and Zach Wilson's rushing ability, he needs to run the football more. It would open up so much more offensively for the Jets, not to be one of the top offenses in the NFL, but at least to move the football, move the chains down the field. Ah, man, this was a tough one, especially because I bet the Jets Sunday night football, you know, singled out game. Got to have something, I feel like, in this business. And to watch them go down like this when, you know, they had the lead. It was a field goal fest early. They did give up the touchdown, and that ended up being the difference maker. But, man, if I'm a Jets coach, that's one thing I would work on with Zach Wilson. You know, at one point he had two rushes for 40 yards, a 20-yard average, and he's not running the ball enough, Mark. I don't know. You agree with me?
I don't disagree with you. He's such an incompetent thrower of the football. It's not enough for you to win a game. You've got to be able to complete passes. You've got to be able to move the ball down the field, especially in a spot at the end of the first half, or at the end of the game, if you're trailing, you've got to be able to execute passes forward in front of the line of scrimmage and put your team in position to win a game. And every time that dude drop backs to throw, it is a comedy of errors and a wide variety of options of things that can happen. And I said to our producers, I don't understand why they allow him to throw the ball in the middle of the field, because that dude is going to get picked every time he goes in the middle of the field. Because he telegraphs what he's going to do. He stares down receivers. And when he gets off a read, you can tell he's just lost the entire grip of the play. Everything for that guy has got to be outside to the sideline. So if he misses, it goes out of bounds. And the Jets were driving, and they got picked because, again, they tried to throw something towards the middle of the field inside the numbers. Linebacker read his eyes the whole way, stared down the receivers, broke on the ball, stepped right in front of it. I mean, it was as easy to figure out as doing a puzzle of a three-year-old. You know, put these squares in order. I mean, it's elementary stuff.
He did finish with 263 yards. Costly interception there. Josh Jacobs, 27 carries, 116 yards for the Raiders leading the way. Garrett Wilson, the receiver there for the Jets, 9 receptions for 93 yards. And again, guys, the Raiders win 16-12. Game closed, right near the pick'em price from Las Vegas, Nevada. It did look like good atmosphere there in Allegiant Stadium. But, yeah, that's Sunday night football for you. So we got some time here, Mark, before the break. Monday night football coming up. Denver and Buffalo. We can break it down more on the other side. But we are seeing Bills, -7 home favorites, 47.5 being the total. We've seen this primetime underrun. Now go to 10-0, the last 10 Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night games. So I'm not betting this over 47.5. I actually might look towards the under. I haven't touched it yet. Any quick thoughts here, Bills and Broncos?
I have the Bills in a tease with the Seahawks already. So I'm content to leave that there. Usually the Bills, after they get beat badly, when they come back home against worse teams, they usually beat up on them pretty good. Like, the Bills are the bullies on the block. They're good at beating up the good team, beating up the bad teams. It's just that they seem to struggle with good teams, and I don't think the Broncos are a very good team. So I think the Bills win this one and probably win it by margin.
Yeah, overall, what, Denver sitting at the bottom of the AFC West at 3-5, just 2-6 against the spread. But they've been playing better football of late and coming off of a bye week. They've won 2 straight, actually, yeah, against the Packers and the Chiefs. That game against the Chiefs, they went 24-9. and then they get the bye week, kind of sets up well, you know, spot wise. This seems like a good spot for Denver. However, they are on the road in Buffalo. That could be a tough place to play at night. I'll check the weather here as well. Going to be jumping through tables there in Buffalo. Have you ever been to a game, a Bills home game?
No.
It's a far drive from, I guess, where you grew up in New York. Kind of forget that. You know, it's not really the New York City teams, if you will. But, guys, we'll break down Monday Night Football a little bit more in depth. We got the Thursday Nighter, Cincinnati and Baltimore as well. We're seeing the Ravens -4, -3.5 point home favorites, 44 being the total. And then take a look ahead here towards the opening lines for Week 11 in the NFL. Short break. Be right back. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid, Sirius Channel 159, radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno. We got Matt and Frank behind the scenes doing a great job in the producer's role, and Sunday Night Football in the books with the Jets going down to the Raiders. I guess we could say, you know, competitive game, low scoring, game stays under. That is 10 straight primetime unders, guys. 16-12, Raiders on top of the Jets. Taking a look ahead here to some of the Week 11 NFL lines. Starting off Cincinnati and Baltimore on Thursday night. Seeing the Ravens as low as 3.5 point home favorites, 44 being the total. Cincinnati off of that tough loss against the Texans, Baltimore as well, with the tough loss as the favorite. You like anything in this divisional matchup Thursday night, kicking off week 11 here, Mark?
Oh, I absolutely have to take the Bengals. 100%. Ravens got their two tackles injured today.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Like, I just take the 3.5. Bengals are more desperate than Ravens are to win at this point.
You don't downgrade them too much off of this Texans loss, though.
I'll go back to what I said. I'm not really sure the Cincinnati Bengals are yet. And that means there's a certain amount of variance that they could be good one week and bad another. And oh, by the way, the Bengals absolutely owned, and I mean owned, the Ravens since Joe Burrow got there.
Good point. Baltimore, two tackles getting injured. Are they out for the season, do you know? Or I guess kind of news still pending.
I don't think they're playing 4 days later. Is that much I do know.
Pittsburgh and Cleveland, 1 o'clock Eastern. I think we're done with the Europe games now.
Yep.
We can hit this Europe one. Games. 38.5 being the total. Browns -4 point home favorites. Hey, we get your Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, is this record fraudulent? We're going to start to figure out more and more here, but 1 o'clock Eastern, top of the card here. You like anything with the Steelers and the Browns?
I mean, the Steelers are a 6-3 team that has a negative 26-point differential.
Yeah.
Like
they're getting blown out. When they lose. It's like they get blown out when they lose.
The Buccaneers are a 4-5 team with a +5 differential. The Chargers are 4-5 with a +24 differential. And yet the Steelers somehow are 6-3 with a -26-point differential. Make it make sense.
Point differential. You think it's that important? Like in football, it's the same as like baseball, you know, like run differentials.
Yes. Yeah. Of course it is. The Pittsburgh has been they've been outscored and outyardaged this year. So, and oh, by the way, the Bengals, go back to the Bengals real quick. They're 0-2 in the division. They lose a third divisional game, they're done. So it's Bengals all the way on Thursday night.
Yeah, and they're still catching 4 out there. Some shops moving to 3.5, actually, as we're talking. So if you like Cincinnati, maybe jump on that. I think I'd at least in my opinion, have a lot to do there with the two tackles being injured. And then the short week, like you pointed out, Arizona and Houston, we're seeing the Texans -5, actually as high as 5.5 as it opened 4, already taking money here. As we're talking Sunday night, hosting the Cardinals. man, could they win in the favorite role becomes the question. 48.5 being the total. Arizona on the road at Houston. You like anything here?
Arizona on the road at Houston. I mean, there will be a little bit of a sense of, overvaluing on the Texans, but they might just be flat out a lot better. And they might be better coached.
Yeah, Houston is 5-4 on the season. Also 5-4 against the spread. I'm looking at Houston going off as the favorite, which actually they have two of the last 3 weeks anyway. They went off as the favorite against the Carolina Panthers and lost that game outright. They were laying 3.5 and they lost 15-13 3 weeks ago. They also went off as the favorite -2 in the hook against the Buccaneers. They won the game only by 2 points, so that was an important hook there 2 weeks ago. Other than that, it was a pick'em game against the Colts, but they've been catching points in all the other games, so it's kind of like profile changing here, like you talked about. You know, can they cover numbers? Hey, C.J. Stroud's playing some really good football. What about the L.A. Chargers, Green Bay Packers? Chargers, -3-point road favorites here. Early kick, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 local time in Lambeau, 44 being the total. You like anything with the Bolts and the Packers?
As bad as the Packers are, I am not laying 3 points on the road with the Chargers. Period. I'm not doing it. I wouldn't do it with your money. If you give me $100 to bet, I'm not betting it there.
Yeah, having to cover by margin is even as high as 3.5.
I'd rather take that $100 and bet it on an English Premier League game. And I've never watched an English Premier League game in my entire life.
All right. Well, hey, we've talked about the New York Giants here, Mark. I know you're a fan, but you made money going against them. That's the next one. And if we're going down in rotation order here, Commanders, -10-point favorites at home in our nation's capital, 37 being the total. Is 10 enough for you to be on the G-men, or would it be Washington or pass?
The Giants have always played Washington really tough. That's a stay away game. I mean,
that's an ugly
in
one.
Theory, yes, Tommy DeVito could be that bad again as he was this week, but they did score 17 points. Granted, they were all late. Backdoor may be wide open on this one. And if the public pushes this thing to 10.5, because it opened at 8, and now we're seeing 10s across the board, 10.5 could be a buy point on the Giants.
Tennessee, Jacksonville, divisional matchup up next, 40 being the total. Jags off of that beat down by the Niners, and now we're asking them to cover 6.5 pretty much across the board here. Back-to-back home games for Jacksonville, Tennessee on the road. You mentioned how the Titans, man, that offense has not looked good. Near touchdown point spread, do you like anything with the Titans visiting the Jags?
I don't know why. I could be way off on this. But the over stands out to me.
Popping off the board at you, huh? 40 flat.
I'm under the key number of 41. Jacksonville just got embarrassed, so they'll be sharper this week. Jacksonville's pass defense is terrible. It's bad. It's like bottom five in the league. So Tennessee may have some – I mean, 24-17 gets me home, right?
Yeah, they'd get you up and over.
Tennessee only needs to get to like 16 or 17 into this game, I think, for it to go over.
Sidewise, you don't like anything. 6.5 is enough to keep you off of the Jags.
I mean, I would tease the Jags down to a pick 'em. It'll probably be one of my teasers next week. I know it's not the traditional long teaser, didn't clear to whatever. I don't care. I would take Jacksonville down to a money line price to win this game. Yes.
Another divisional here. NFC North matchup, Chicago, the Bears. In the Motor City, visiting the Lions. We're seeing Lions as high as -10. They opened 8. They've taken some money here. -9, I guess we can call it the consensus line. 46.5 being the total. We talked about Jared Goff, over 60% against the spread last 5 years. This Lions team playing some good football. hosting the Bears. The ultimate equalizer, laying more than a touchdown, as high as double digits here. You like anything in Detroit?
I mean, you're saying that this game is going to be 28-17, right? Somewhere in that range?
Yeah, using the side and the total, yeah.
Right? Detroit Lions team total over if it's under 28. If I get 27.5, if there's a 26.5, I would pounce it immediately. I don't think you're going to get that, but 27.5, Lions team total over.
Next game up, Las Vegas and Miami. The Raiders off of Monday Night Football, so a short week and on the road up against the Dolphins, who are laying minus 10 here at home in Hard Rock. 47.5 being the total. Spot says Miami off of the bye, I would think. Short week for Las Vegas. Interesting that the NFL would do that, put a team on short week facing a team off of a bye, but it is what it is. You liking anything in Miami Gardens?
Bye from West Coast to East for a 1 o'clock kick.
Yeah.
That is terrible not spot. A move. Could I get a 9.5 out there? You think I could find a 9.5? That I could take Miami?
I'm not seeing any.
I tell you what, though. Here's what I would do. Miami first quarter, Miami first half.
Okay.
That's the way I would play that. Miami first quarter definitively. Right? They're probably laying 3.5.
Yeah, so what's it? This one's saying, what, 29-19? Like if you do side and total?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I like the Dolphins here. I do. Off of the bye, I think they run it up.
Again, Miami has a tendency to start fast. And, again, Las Vegas making the cross-country trip on a short week for a 1 o'clock kick. I know that's not what it used to be. But the Raiders have been terrible, have always been terrible coming east. Always, 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 always. So, yeah.
Next one up, Cowboys and Panthers, guys. We might be able to get through all of these. Cowboys minus 10.5 point road favorites. So they're going to have to win by doubles in Carolina, 42.5 being the total. You like anything with the Cowboys and the Panthers in Carolina?
No, not going to touch this one.
Me neither. I'm not into it.
No. Cowboys didn't have to play a game this week. They had no they basically just practiced. And the Panthers' defense isn't great, but it's better than the Giants. And no, not touching that one. Go away.
Tampa Bay and San Francisco, 49ers minus 10.5 at home, 42.5 coming back from Jacksonville, laying double digits here against the Buccaneers. Interesting line. 42.5 the total. Anything with the Bucs and the Niners?
Yeah. I would look at this a variety of different ways. I would look at – I would probably lay it with San Fran at 10. You know, 10.5 starting to get up. I mean, one of the sharper books is also at 11 already. But I would actually – you know what I would take? Tampa Bay's team total under. It's like 17.5, right? Because 27 and 17 is 44, so you're in that range. If I get 17.5, I take Tampa's team total under. They're not going to score on San Fran's defense.
I remember what you said about – okay. Seahawks being in these rock fights. They're under 3 right now, minus 2.5 on the road in L.A. against the Rams, 44 being the total.
You can't do anything until you know if Matt Stafford's coming back or not. If Stafford's in this game, I'll take the Rams.
Jets, Bills, Vikings, Broncos is next Sunday night here, guys. But the Broncos first – have the Monday Nighter against the Bills, which we will hit on the other side here, guys, as we got a short break. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Drew Martin. Last section coming up next. Stay with us. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno. Kind of final thoughts here for the NFL slate, Sirius Channel 159 listeners. We really appreciate you joining us. Radio affiliates across the country. And huge shout out to the producers, Matt and Frank, behind the scenes. Follow Mark on Twitter, at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter, at Drew Martin Betts. We got at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. Follow them as well. Jets, Bills next week. Of course, Bills have the Monday nighter against the Denver Broncos. We are seeing the Bills minus six in the hook as the home favorite, 40.5 being the total. And to hit them all here, Minnesota and Denver, we're seeing the Broncos minus two at home, 43 being the total. Next Sunday night, Monday night, Philadelphia and Kansas City, a good one with the Chiefs minus 2.5 at home, 48 being the total. You like anything in those last three games on the week 11 slate, Mark?
Patrick Mahomes less than a field goal, just take it. Don't even ask questions.
Against the Eagles. Also, something I've learned, guys, with the Broncos, they play Sunday night. Monday night football, and then come back next Sunday night. So if you like them tomorrow, maybe look to make two bets. Also, if you want to fade them, maybe look to make two bets. But kind of final thoughts here for the Monday night football game, Mark. Denver Broncos, Buffalo Bills, Monday, November 13th. We are seeing the Bills minus 7-point home favorites, 47.5 being the total. Broncos off of the bye. You liking anything?
Again, the Bills have a tendency in these spots to play really well, but they have not looked good the last couple of weeks. They do not look like a healthy football team. They don't look like a good team. And it's a real gut check game for them.
10 straight primetime unders after the Sunday night Raiders and Jets falls under. I'm just going to ride that trend, guys. 47.5 as the total. Buffalo at night hosting the Broncos. Bet it under. He's Mark Zeno. At Mark Zeno on Twitter. I'm Drew Martin, guys. That's going to do it for the show. Thanks for tuning in here. Pro Football Full Circle. Check it out. Sports Grid.